The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Adam Birmingham is with me in studio. Adam is a speed cuber. Now, I don't know what that means. I didn't know what that meant. I suspect lots of you don't. Adam can do Rubik's Cubes in a matter of seconds. But Adam's amazing skill, his real skill, his true skill is doing Rubik's Cubes blindfolded. It sounds like punishment, Adam, I have to say. Try to do a Rubik's Cube. I'm terrible at them. So Carlo had this big event, a speed cubing event recently, and there was the standard categories, but there was also these blindfolded categories. And you happen to be the national record holder, is that right? Blindfolded speed cubing.
Yeah, for the 5x5.
The 5x5. So what's the 5x5?
So the standard Rubik's Cube is a 3x3, so we would count the layers. And then a 5x5 would have five layers.
Oh, whoa, so it's even harder.
Yeah, it has a lot more combinations than a normal Rubik's Cube.
So, like I say, you can do a normal Rubik's Cube, and I have one in my hand. I could be here until Kingdom Come, and I wouldn't be able to solve one side of it. I think I might get you to do it in a moment and put you to the test, but 11 minutes it took you to do the blindfolded one, right? Yeah. But you were explaining to me, this is absolutely fascinating. How does that work? So the clock starts and you're handed up a jumbled up 5x5 Rubik's Cube.
I have my hands on the timer and I lift them up and I uncover the cube. And then I can have, depends on the competition, so the time limit was an hour. So I could have as much as that hour I want to look at the cube beforehand. And then, so once I'm done memorizing everything, I put on the blindfold and then I do it. A common distinction is that once the blindfold is on, it doesn't come off until the end of the solve.
So how long did you spend looking at it?
It was about 5 minutes I spent looking at it.
So you spend, so you're just making a plan, is it, for 5 minutes?
I'm kind of memorizing where like each piece needs to go, so, like using stories. So each piece would have a letter and then I'd use those letters to kind of make a story.
This is amazing. And then you're blindfolded.
Yeah.
For 6 minutes, you're blindfolded and you're trying to remember where all of those pieces are as per the story you've concocted in your head. And I guess like, that's a long time to be blindfolded. You have to have trust in yourself that you haven't moved one piece wrong by even one degree, because everything falls apart then.
Yeah. You do a lot of time for that kind of blindfold. A lot of people would be a lot safer with themselves. But if you're doing a smaller, so the standard cube, if you're doing that one blindfolded, you're more likely, I'm more likely to go a bit faster and be a bit riskier.
Still, I actually cannot get my head around how difficult it must be. How does one realise they have a skill at doing Rubik's Cubes blindfolded?
So I had been solving the normal Rubik's Cube for about 3 years at this point after the pandemic. And I see videos and see at competitions of people doing it blindfolded. And I was like, I want to do that. So I looked up just on YouTube how to do it. And it probably took me about months before I saw my first one fully on its own, like completely blindfolded. And it is quite satisfying when, at that point, that was taking me about 8 minutes per solve, and I'd take off the blindfold, and just seeing it solved was really satisfying. And then slowly I built up through different events.
So how do you have a natural kind of a talent for it? Like, are you somebody who just picked up when you were a kid? You're still a kid to me, but I mean, when you were younger still, that you picked up a Rubik's Cube and you were able to do it, you know? Or how did you learn it?
So my original Rubik's Cube I got back in 2017, because I love solving puzzles, and I couldn't do it. And I,
really?
Yeah, and I just like, no, I was too stubborn, so I put it away and I didn't see it again for about 2 years. And I thought, I want to look cool, so I'd get someone to scramble it for me. I'd go in on my computer and look up like a Rubik's Cube solver and would get that to solve it for me.
Oh, sorry, you can put in what pattern is on
it,
what colours.
There are some websites that offer it, yeah.
And you learn how to do it from that, is it?
No, like the way that they do it, it's like,
oh, God, you gave me hope there, Adam, for a moment. Go on.
But I think the entire plan would fall apart when someone would ask me to do it in front of them.
Okay.
And I thought, I can't be having that. So I looked up tutorials online on how to do it. And usually that's kind of how most people get into it, is by tutorials online.
Okay, so there's a process you can learn.
Yeah.
So I give you this one here that's okay. in my hand. So someone gave me that, and what they actually said was, try and solve a bit of that before Adam comes in. It's more jumbled up now. Okay. So I'm going to toss that over to you there. So that is a normal 3x3 Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can start whenever you want there. This is, I appreciate this is kind of visual, so I'm going to have to provide some commentary. It's like watching a robot doing it. It's just fascinating how quickly it happens. And I mean, there's no discernible pattern from my point of view as to what Adam is doing it. Oh, stop the lights. Oh, that is amazing. Sorry, it is incredible to see that done in front of me. I've seen lots of videos like you on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or elsewhere. And it's amazing to see someone do it in person. Are there, do you go on? I mentioned this competition in Cardiff. Are there kind of Irish national championships? Are there European? Are there world championships in this stuff?
So we have the Irish Championship for 2025 coming up this August in Waterford.
Okay.
And then, so then in July, there is the World Championship, which is being held in Seattle, which has about 20 Irish competitors going to. Obviously, it's a lot harder for people to go over there. And then last year, there was a group, I think, of probably about 30 or 40 of us that went to Pamplona in Spain for the European Championship.
Wow.
And we even had one of our own, Kieran Behan, who ended up winning the 7x7 event.
God, even bigger again. I can't get my head around this. Listen, Adam, thanks a million for coming in to us. How much time do you spend practicing that?
A concerning amount of time.
Okay.
I probably have spent, I'd say to date, probably about 3,000 hours.
Wow. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'll leave it to you, Adam. Adam Birmingham, who is a blindfold expert when it comes to speed cubing. Adam, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.